You know all the plots, but you are acting as if the plot is now being worked out for the first time. You have to put off your knowledge as if you are at the back. Concentrate upon the moment, be identified completely with it. This is the power of knowledge. Knowledge can be so knowledgeable, it can be so luminous, it can concentrate so much on a particular point, it can put off its knowledge at the back. This is the speciality of the nature of knowledge and ignorance. And sometimes, when you have acted, it takes time for you to come back. If you have really acted, you will find very often the experience that you have already gone into that character, so much concentrated. Afterwards, for you to come back to your own original condition, so difficult. You still continue to act in the same mold in which you were acting. It continues. Now, we are all ignorant in the same way. All of us are ignorant in that sense. This is what, if you analyze the whole nature of knowledge and ignorance, you'll find this is what is happening. We have before us a small field. And I approached that small field. I was aware of everything behind. Now I approach this small field. As I do it, I ignore all the rest and concentrate only on this. So much that I see only this much, nothing else. Nothing else exists. I become completely ignorant of all the rest. Like Arjuna saying to his teacher, when the bird was to be shot,